Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
There's much to do as we kick off another busy day here in CJ Country. That's why we bring you an hour of news and information producers need. Take us with you in the barn, on the tractor, or in the truck. We're with you wherever you go. Let's get the show started with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
When the end of the Civil War occurred in 1865, some of the fighting in eastern Kentucky was just getting started. And many people know the last names of some of those involved, the Hatfields and the McCoys. Their story is next on the American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
When the end of the Civil War occurred in 1865, some of the fighting in eastern Kentucky was just getting started.
There's actually federal troops brought into eastern Kentucky right after the war, after everybody else is at peace, trying to settle down the inhabitants up here who are still fighting.
As Reed Potter Jr. explains, some of those still fighting were two families, the Hatfields and the McCoys.
So the Hatfields are led by Devil Ants Hatfield, who had been regular army for the South, but he deserts, comes back home, and forms a Southern Home Guard.
So why did the feud between the Hatfields and McCoys become such big news? Reed says that although it was a fight between two families, it was also a conflict between states.
It was because it was between the two states. Devil Ants is located in West Virginia. Most of his followers are in West Virginia when the war ends. And the McCoys and their allies, they're in Kentucky.
But to make matters more confusing, there were members of the Hatfields who were supporters of the McCoys and were in law enforcement. Conversely, you could find some folks with the last name McCoy who backed the Hatfields. So what began the feud? People point to many events. Some say it was a pro-Confederate group backed by the Hatfields who killed a McCoy who fought for the North in 1865. Perhaps most interesting was an 1880s romance.
Devil Ants' son hooks up with Randolph McCoy's daughter, who's a beautiful woman. They have this secret romance. She ends up pregnant, and her dad runs her off and says, "You're not a real McCoy anymore."
Which originates the phrase, "Real McCoy." Not to mention the game show Family Feud, the title which harkens to the conflict. The conclusion of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Pikeville, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just underway with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Standing by is Tony St. James, ready to bring you Agriculture Today after this quick break.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
This is Agriculture Today.
Iran stated that they'd be willing to continue the negotiations, but that's part of the strategy of stretching this thing out as long as possible. And President Trump seems to understand that at this point, and therefore is going forward with a blockade as we speak at this hour.
Arlen Suderman is with StoneX. Now, the rising fertilizer and fuel costs, though, are tightening margins for U.S. farmers during spring planting. Many unable to afford full input needs. That's according to a survey from American Farm Bureau. Nearly 70% of farmers who responded said they can't afford all the fertilizer required this season, while diesel prices have surged roughly 46% since late February. It's driving up costs for field work, transportation, and irrigation. Those increases tied in part to global disruptions stemming from instability in the Middle East. Fertilizer across or access varies widely by region. Across the Midwest, producers who typically pre-book inputs reported higher availability, with about two-thirds securing supplies ahead of planting. But southern farmers, just 19% able to pre-book fertilizer. It leaves them more exposed to the rising prices. Smaller farms face greater risk as they're less likely to secure inputs early and more vulnerable to price spikes. Strong domestic crush demand, though, driving higher soybean, bean oil, and soy meal prices. That's according to analysis from the American Soybean Association. USDA's latest World Ag Supply Demand Estimate, or WASDE, report shifted 35 million bushels of soybean demand from exports into domestic crush. Reflects growing use tied to biofuels and livestock feeding, and that change helped support prices, with USDA raising the season average soybean price to $10.30 per bushel. Now, soybean oil leading the rally, increased demand tied to renewable diesel policy and tighter global energy supplies pushed soybean oil prices higher, with USDA raising its price outlook 7%. Of course, strong crush margins now at multi-year highs, encouraging processors to expand production. But new research from USDA's Economic Research Service highlights both the challenges and opportunities facing beginning farmers and ranchers as they work to establish long-term operations. Farms operated by beginning producers tend to be smaller, with fewer assets, lower overall debt levels, and the operations are more likely to rent land, sell through local or niche markets, and receive fewer government payments compared to more established farms. Survival rates, though, remain slightly lower. Operations led entirely by beginning farmers, 2 to 3 percentage points less likely to survive over a 10-year period compared to farms that included more experienced producers. And a new analysis from the Minneapolis Federal Reserve suggests tariffs not the main reason that goods prices remain elevated. It's raising broader concerns for input costs across ag and rural economies. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Still ahead on the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag Radio Net Farm News. Max Armstrong is standing by with a Farm Progress America report when we return.
Brad Gazan, on Atlanta United, we know everyone has a ritual, a habit we never skip, to clear our minds and elevate our performance. But what do you do to keep your head in the game? Because being your best isn't just about taking care of your body. It's about taking care of your mind and mental health. Discover the resources you need to keep your mind focused and your mental health a priority.
Find resources at georgia.loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head-on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by AGI Grain Handling Equipment. See their full lineup at aggrowth.com. Sugar. It's long been one of humanity's favorite food ingredients, but competition from corn syrup and other sweeteners have eroded its market share since the late 1970s, and now a health push could crimp demand further. But sugar beet growers are adapting, and I'll have the details after this. If your grain bins are still holding on to last year's crop, you're not the only one. Across the United States, bins in temporary storage are still full. That's creating challenges as farmers plan for the upcoming season. Planning to expand the yard means choosing the right bin for different crops and creating a future-proof plan on how to store and condition your grain. AGI storage systems are designed to keep farmers safe with durable options in stairs, platforms, inspection access, and grain monitoring technologies. With higher yields and fewer hands on the farm, storage solutions must work harder, store more efficiently, and keep everyone safe day after day. AGI offers bins, smart technology, and grain handling solutions built for your farm. AGI knows yards. Talk to your local dealer or learn more at aggrowth.com. The American Sugar Beet Growers Association has a new leader on the way. Zach Clark, who has been serving as the association's vice president of government affairs since 2019, has been named the incoming CEO and executive vice president. He'll take the reins on September 8th from retiring CEO Luther Marquardt. Clark brings a background in agricultural policy, built at the National Farmers Union and on both sides of Capitol Hill. It's experience that will matter, because the road ahead for sugar beet growers is a complicated one. ASGA President Clint Hagen was blunt in his outlook. Weather, low prices, high input costs, a flood of foreign sugar, and outdated trade policy are combining to create what he calls a disastrous economic condition for the industry. Some of the headwinds are familiar. Sugar beet growers across the upper Midwest and West have been squeezed by input costs and market pressures for years. But the policy environment is shifting, and it's not all good news. On the positive side, the One Big Beautiful Bill delivered the first increase to the sugar loan rate in 40 years. In addition, the USDA has provided $89 million in weather-related disaster assistance to beet sugar producers who suffered losses in 2024. But there's a wrinkle in the MAHA movement that sugar beet growers are watching carefully. When President Trump publicly pushed Coca-Cola to switch from high-fructose corn syrup to cane sugar, it sent a signal that the administration's real sugar preference leaned towards cane, grown in Florida and Louisiana, rather than beet sugar from the northern plains and Mountain West. At the same time, the FDA's 2026 policy agenda is targeting added sugar broadly, building on dietary guidelines that call for Americans to limit sugar consumption, a demand headwind the entire industry will have to navigate. Beet sugar accounts for roughly 54% of all domestically produced sugar here in the United States. I'll be back with more after this. With the U.S. sugar industry facing headwinds from almost every direction, the farmers, cooperatives, and communities which grow and refine sugar beets will need a strong advocate. We wish Zach Clark well as the new CEO of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by AGI Grain Handling Equipment. It's built for every farm, powered by every farmer. Learn more at aggrowth.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Summer vacation is just around the corner. A bit about summertime and kids on the farm today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. As the school year soon ends, the kids will be spending a lot more time at home on the farm. Tawny Larson manages the Kansas Agriculture Safety and Health Program.
Growing up on a farm can be a great experience, and I think it really teaches kids a lot of responsibility, a good work ethic. It also offers independence where the kids can learn and go out and do some things on the farm by themselves, gaining those work skills. A lot of farm kids are really prepared to go into the work field because they've been out there. They know what it's like. They know the responsibilities that it takes to take care of livestock and take care of crops.
Since Larson's focus is on the safety and health of the Kansas farming community, she also touches on ways to keep the kids safe on the farm this summer.
We do need to be careful and cognizant of protecting our little ones. And so wearing some type of high-quality hearing protection will help protect their auditory systems as they are still developing. The other would be like eye protection. If there's flying dust around, if the adults are wearing eye protection or any other type of PPE, then the children certainly should be wearing it as well.
Above all, enjoy your extra time with the kids this summer. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thanks for taking the CJ Agri Business Report along this morning. There's lots more to come on today's program. Jeff Ishii is standing by with today's On the Farm Report.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter. And so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org and enroll today.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, today we have a special report from American Farm Bureau on foreign trade.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping met recently to discuss trade and other topics. Faith Parham, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said China remains a top trading priority even after disruptions last year.
For 2025, we saw less sales to China due to some of the trade disruptions, but we have had recent news from the administration on potential trade deals that will help boost U.S. ag product sales. We are seeing ships head towards China, so that is a good sign, but we're waiting for more, obviously, as the details come out from this negotiation.
Trade continues to be vital for the success of U.S. agriculture. Chad Smith, Washington.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
A toast to soil health.
More and more landowners and their farmers are celebrating healthy soil for good reason. Because farmers who use soil health building practices like no-till and cover crops and who use diverse species and rotations report greater farm productivity, profitability, and resiliency. So here's to your soil's health. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn how to unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
As a farmer, you have a lot to think about. There are bills to pay, repairs, an impossible schedule. It's no wonder that sometimes you can forget to do the small, simple things, like being extra careful when approaching a railroad crossing. Trailers, tractors, and other farm equipment are noisy and slow-moving, while an approaching train may be closer and moving faster than you think. Don't take a chance. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, slow down, be prepared to stop, and remember, look, listen, and live. A safety message from Operation Lifesaver.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in the state of Ohio. They're tuned in to an online station, WACC The Barn. Big old salute to all of our listeners in the state of Ohio. Our pearl of wisdom today comes from Larry King. Larry King once said, "If I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening. I never learned anything while I was talking." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record, a free and 100% local bulletin. June is Dairy Month, and you'll read about how Rhinecrest Farms in Corfu and Milk for Health do their part to support dairy farmers. Plus, Terry Clifford's Studio Diaries and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session highlights ACM Album of the Year nominee Carter Faith. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick it up today at places like
The Firing Pin in Bergen and Bucks Motorsports at Akron.
Moving right along with this morning's edition of the CJ Agri Business Report, it's time to get an update from Washington with the USDA report.
If you had opportunity to visit one of your national forests this past Memorial Day, you may have noticed no fee for some amenities. It just so happened Memorial Day is one of several U.S. Forest Service fee-free days in 2026. Al Remley of the Forest Service explains what a fee-free day is and how it encourages visits to our nation's forests, parks, and grasslands.
They're only applicable to our day-use recreation sites, and these sites are typically our most highly developed recreation sites. They can include destination visitor centers, highly developed picnic areas and trailhead sites, or some other places like that where we try to accommodate the activities of a lot of different people in one spot.
Fee-free days at our nation's public lands are over 2 decades old.
If you went to Superior National Forest, you paid a recreation fee there, that recreation fee stays on that national forest. It doesn't come to D.C., doesn't get reallocated, redispersed. So as part of that authority to keep the money that we charge for recreation uses and sites, part of that, Congress mandated, okay, you must have at least one fee-free day.
In the case of the U.S. Forest Service, 10 fee-free days are scheduled by the Forest Service for this year. Some tie into first-time fee-free day events, such as National Trails Day, as well as existing connections, such as National Get Outdoors Day.
For us this year, we're honoring Teddy Roosevelt's birthday. He's the president who signed the law that created the National Forest Service. Well, National Trails Day, interestingly, is just a week before National Get Outdoors Day. It's the first Saturday in June.
National Trails Day is among a list of fee-free events connected to our nation's semi-quincentennial.
America's 250th anniversary. So we've added several fee-free days to that. This includes Independence Day and Constitution Day, as well as Veterans Day. So all these days we're trying to celebrate celebrate America's 250th by encouraging everybody to come out and enjoy their public lands free of charge, to just come out and explore, hopefully create a great experience for folks that they'll want to keep coming back and enjoy their lands.
More details on fee-free days from the Forest Service and other federal agencies can be found online at recreation.gov.
We just want to encourage all the public to get out and enjoy the outdoors, have these great recreational experiences, and to help people appreciate and enjoy what's out there for them to experience.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The CJ Country Morning Show will follow our farm show. Bill Baker with Dairy Radio Now is up next.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series zero-turn mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
It happens fast. A fall, a diagnosis, suddenly someone you love needs full-time care.
And you're left asking, how do we pay for this? What happens to the house, the land, everything we've saved?
We can help. I'm Ryan McComb.
And I'm Michaela Reisdorf from the East Aurora office of PB Elder Law.
We help families protect their assets and work through Medicaid, even in a crisis.
You don't have to figure this out alone.
Call 716-204 1055 or visit pbelderlaw.com.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome once again to another edition of Inside Dairy. We're going to continue to talk about the make allowances, the cost surveys and milk pricing, and where that value goes, as we're being joined once again today by Sherry Bunting, Dairy Market Analysis and Policy Advisor, that for the American Dairy Coalition.
The idea for this flowchart was to help farmers and policymakers understand not just how the make allowance works, why it's there, and the idea of these now future mandatory cost surveys for USDA to potentially use to consider future make allowances, but also to kind of show how the industry has changed and how this impacts farmers and maybe some of the things that USDA needs to look at when they construct this so that it's fair to farmers. We try to really bring out the farmer perspective. So the flowchart is kind of the most recent result of the work that went into that official Federal Register comment that American Dairy Coalition put forward to the USDA. And I was the main writer of it, but I worked with, as I said, Calvin Covington, who's very well respected in the industry and helped especially on the part that we referenced the way that the increased components of milk today allow processors to make more products per hundredweight of milk, and that isn't really considered in the current make allowance structure.
We'll hear more from Sherry coming up. This is Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back once again to Inside Dairy. As we continue to talk more about the make allowances, as our conversation does continue with Sherry Bunting, Dairy Market Analysis and Policy Advisor for the American Dairy Coalition.
So the make allowance, it is a process or cost, but it is related to the four commodities that USDA does the price surveys, the mandatory price surveys on every week. So that would be your salted butter, your non-fat dry milk, 40-pound block cheddar cheese, and dry whey. And so those, you know, USDA reports every week, a weighted average. There's certain plants that meet the qualifications to submit the price reporting that they then use for that report. And those prices then factor, and they're like wholesale prices, they factor into the formulas that determine your class 3 price, your protein price, butter and powder would be your class 4, and your butter fat price, which, you know, cheese is part of that too. And then class 2 would be a function of class 4. And then all of that forms a basis for class 1, your fluid milk, because they will take the higher of 3 or 4, and that's the base. And then they add the differentials. So it underpins the federal order milk pricing system. And even in areas or for milk that's not part of the pooling structure, that's still a benchmark price for components and for, you know, milk use or class. And so if you're going to be collecting that wholesale price information on a block of cheese, let's say.
We'll continue tomorrow learning where that dairy money goes. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
Bill's back with the latest dairy news on tomorrow morning's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. Let's take a quick break. Then it's back with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report.
Looking for new tires? Now's the time to save at Sedam Tire in Perry. 100 years and still rolling strong. Now through May 31st, buy a set of 4 eligible tires and you can take advantage of great savings. Get $80 back on Bridgestone tires with a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard, or up to $70 back on Firestone tires with a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Two trusted brands, two great offers, one place to save. Visit Sedam Tire in Perry today or book and shop online to find the right tires for your vehicle. Restrictions apply. See Sedam Tire, Bridgestone Rewards, or FirestoneRewards.com for details. Offers valid through May 31st.
Kansas promotes its homegrown corn ethanol fuels. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The state of Kansas has approved a 5 cent a gallon income tax credit for fuel retailers for E15 and higher blends of gasoline now through 2028. Josh Rowe is CEO of Kansas Corn.
About a third of our corn in Kansas goes into ethanol production, something that's highly benefited farmers, huge benefit to our livestock industry as they utilize the high protein co-products from the ethanol plants there.
Rose says most ethanol-blended gasoline in Kansas is E10. He suggests the tax incentive to sell higher blends could have quite an impact on corn demand.
What if we increase that blend by an average of 1%? So on average, we're selling 11% ethanol fuel. That's 110 million gallons of ethanol more. That's 5.7 million bushels of corn more for just a 1% thing.
Rowe says higher use of ethanol blends is also good for sorghum growers.
As that utilization rate increases demand and is helpful to not only our corn farmers, but our western Kansas plants use a significant amount of grain sorghum in those plants as well.
The 5 cent a gallon tax credit has a cap of $2.5 million per year for the entire state. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Nicer weather means it's time to get growing. That's why Burt's Lumber & Perry has loaded up the greenhouse. Step inside to discover a nice selection of beautiful hanging baskets, potted geraniums, flats of flowers, veggie starter plants, and seeds, and more. Dress up your landscaping with bags of mulch, decorative stone, Miracle-Gro planting and potting soils, and for a green and healthy lawn, Burt's features Scott's Weed and Feed and lawn care products, lawn and garden tools, hoses, and a whole lot more. Stop by soon. Burt's Lumber & Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
We're closing in on the 6 o'clock hour, but before we can finish out today's farm show, we need to hear from Tony St. James. But first, let's check the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Bucks Motorsports in Akron. Get ready with a new ATV or side-by-side from Bucks. For work or play, they got the ride you need, plus trailers and Ferris mowers for the toughest jobs. Visit BucksMotorsports.com or stop in Tuesday through Saturday on Route 5 in Akron. For today, a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and noon, partly sunny with a high near 64. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 48. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Currently in Batavia, it's 54.
American cattle news. We've seen record high prices in cash, but not in futures. More after this.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Cash trade over the past few weeks, 265, yet futures are not keeping up. Mike Castle with StoneX.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely been a very, strange, for lack of a better term here, last couple of weeks in the cash trade. Like you mentioned, we saw a lot of strength early in the week, Monday at 260. It's kind of quieted off here since then. But it's very interesting to look at the import side of things. And we did see an update from USDA on that on the WASD. We do get updated beef fundamentals, not cattle numbers, on the WASD report. And one of the most interesting things that I noticed on this, USDA raised their import target for 2026 by 5.5%. So it was already at an all-time high. Now they're expecting an even larger amount. And at the same time, they walked back their production estimate and increased their consumption estimate again. So we were already sitting in the situation where the gap between what we are producing and consuming domestically in terms of beef in the U.S. is the widest it's ever been. So we're having to ramp up imports to a record level to, you know, kind of offset that gap to make up for that shortfall. And USDA does expect a bit of a drop into 2027 there, but they pegged it at 6 billion pounds, which, again, is just below what would be an all-time high here in 26. So I don't think this is a conversation that goes away quickly, especially if you throw in this added caveat of, beef potentially getting included in the deal to China, like on the export side of things. things are obviously more than tight enough here. Again, a fresh update on actual fundamentals from USDA. Things are staying very, very tight here in the state.
American Cattle News.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Jeva Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Jeva Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Jeva Farm Supply in Batavia, North Jeva, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Jeva Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Time to take a look at how the markets closed on Tuesday. Corn was lower with July off 5 3/4, 457.5. September down 5.5 at 464.25. Diesel 4.5 to 482. July beans were down 10.5 to 1186. August down 10 to 1185. And November down 7.5 to 1180.25. In Chicago, July wheat was down 10 3/4 at 635.5. September down 11 to 648.25. Minneapolis spring July was up 2 1/4, 691 3/4. And September up 4 at 714 1/4. The hard red winter July down 5 3/4, 676 1/4. And September down 5 1/4, 688. Cotton futures were mixed. July off 5 points at 77.37. December up 46 to 79.79. March up 49 to 80.68. Back in Chicago, June live cattle down 107.5 to 248.22.5. August down 45 to 239.15. And October up 22.5 at 230.95. August feeders were down 40 at 349.45. September up 12.5 to 347.02.5. And October up 27.5 to 343.90. June lean hogs were up 37.5 at 96.12.5. July was down 27.5 to 112.5. And August down 102.5 to 99.05. Class 3 milk June was down up 3 to 1663, July up 11 to 1672. Crude oil ended 41 cents lower at 93.48 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial down 118, 54.61. The NASDAQ was up 312 to 26.656. The S&P up 45 to 75.19.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace,
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Michael Gerge from Student Loan Advisor.
I think the biggest thing to remember when it comes down to student loans and student loan forgiveness is that you have to be very, very vigilant, because it really can be one of the biggest empowering choices of your life to go out and get this degree inside of the veterinary field, or it can be a tremendous roadblock if it's not managed properly. So we really try and encourage that as the overarching theme and the top line piece of advice that we give to folks.
There's more valuable information on AVMA.org.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at georgia.loveyourmindtoday.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ag Council.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.